from ValueWalk.com. Russia picks nuclear allies for imminent war with NATO. Amid reports that war between Russia and NATO is imminent, Moscow is already building plans as to who will be its allies in a nuclear confrontation against the alliance. And yes, Russia has so far picked nuclear-powered allies. A coincidence? Unlikely. In an attempt to team up with even more nuclear-powered countries, Russia is seeking to build military ties with Pakistan, according to Bloomberg. The move also appears to be a response to India, Pakistan's traditional rival, buying more weapons from the United States. Thus, Moscow has just killed two birds with one stone. Last week, Moscow and Islamabad signed a historical military cooperation deal. The world community, quote, wants to do business with Pakistan now, end quote, as said by Sergei Shoigu, Russia's defense minister, after signing the agreement. The US has surpassed Russia in being India's top defense suppliers in recent years, which is why Russian President Vladimir Putin feels the need to change his approach in South Asia. Still, Putin is scheduled to visit India in December to meet with India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. But it is yet unclear whether the Russian president plans to persuade India into halting its expanding military ties with the US. Earlier in November, the Kremlin announced it will build a second gas pipeline to China, who's Pakistan's biggest ally. The move would thus once and for all tilt energy exports towards Asia. Quote, China and Russia are also allying themselves. So it's also one factor why Russia is looking towards Pakistan more cooperatively. End quote. Retired Lieutenant General Talat Masood, a former chairman of Pakistan Ordnance Factories, told Bloomberg by phone from Islamabad, it's important to be an ally of an ally. Russia and Pakistan are already building plans in counter-terrorism cooperation. Increasing port calls of military ships as well as helping stabilize Afghanistan, according to Bloomberg, citing Itar Tass, during last week's meeting between Shoigu and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the two sides agreed on further steps to boost the $542 million of bilateral trade between the two nations. Meanwhile, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently said the country is seeking to modernise its armed forces and become capable of producing its own military equipment, stripping itself off reliance on imports from the US and Russia. In August, ValueWalk reported that there were signs of the emergence of a new superpower axis in the world, a triangle between Russia, China and Pakistan. And it seems that there's been significant progress in forming this kind of superpower axis ever since. China, Russia, and Pakistan are perfectly fit for one another, for the reason that Moscow is capable of replacing all Western military technology for both Beijing and Islamabad. Besides, Russia has a reputation of being a reliable energy supplier for its allies. China, meanwhile, is much more powerful in terms of its economy compared to both Russia and Pakistan. In addition to that, a great amount of foreign exchange reserves are looking to invest and require energy supplies. Pakistan, for its part, has a developing economy and requires both military equipment and energy supplies from Russia and protection from China. Both Beijing and Moscow see Washington as a challenge to their interests, while they believe it is in their best interest to stop US global dominance. Pakistan, meanwhile, has no significant disagreements with the US, but it would not mind to ensure its own safety under the wing of the Chinese and Russians. Putin is willing to use nuclear weapons on Russia's enemy number one, Turkey, according to one of the nation's leading politicians, as reported by the Daily Star. Vladimir Zhirinovsky, leader of the misnamed Liberal Democratic Party, urged Putin to destroy the Turkish city of Istanbul, killing over 9 million people. Zhirinovsky said Turkey was stupid to shoot down a Russian fighter jet on Tuesday when it violated Turkish airspace. Quote, a nuclear attack can destroy Istanbul very easily. Just one nuclear bomb in the Istanbul Strait will wash the city away, the Russian MP told Moscow-speaking radio, according to the Daily Star. It would be such a terrible flood, the water would rise between 10 metres and 15 metres, and the city would flood, he continued and added, and then there are 9 million lives. Zhirinovsky also labelled Turkey as Russia's enemy number one. The comments come after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Russia not to play with fire, hinting at NATO's fifth article, which states that an attack on one ally should be considered an attack on all NATO members. The Turkish military shot down the Russian warplane on Tuesday, triggering a furious response from the Kremlin and escalating the already hot tensions between NATO and Russia. With Putin warning NATO of serious consequences, analysts believe Moscow is willing to unleash a nuclear war over the incident. Despite the fact that Turkey is backed by NATO's fifth article, the chances that Putin will start a nuclear war over the incident with the Russian warplane are very likely, according to Pavel Fengengur, Russia's most respected military analyst, as reported by Value Walk on Wednesday. Fengengur said Turkey wants to protect a zone of northern Syria controlled by the Turkmens, who are Turkish allies, whilst the downing of the Russian jet must prompt Putin to either accept the zone or start a war with Turkey, which means starting an all-out war with NATO. And the only way Russia could win a war against NATO is by going nuclear, Fengengur added. It is most likely that it will be war, said Fengengur, as reported by The Mirror. In other words, more fighters will follow when Russian planes attack Turkish aircraft in order to protect Russia's bombers. It is possible that there will be fights between the Russian and Turkish navies at sea.